CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. We've just heard from Vice President Kamala Harris for the first time since President Biden dropped his re-election bid and endorsed her. She was greeted on the South Lawn of the White House by champion college athletes. She praised the president and said he's recovering from COVID.
Joe Biden's legacy of accomplishment over the past 3 years is unmatched in modern history. Yes, you may clap. In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
More key Democrats have endorsed Harris to lead the party's presidential ticket. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Harris spent more than 10 hours, according to her campaign, on the phone yesterday, reaching out to more than 100 Democratic politicians, stakeholders, donors, activists, as she works to solidify support within the party.
Among those to endorse the vice president are three governors thought to be on the running mate shortlist: Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan, Andy Beshear of Kentucky, and Roy Cooper of North Carolina. Cooper was on MSNBC.
The vice presidential conversation needs to occur later. I want to make sure that Kamala Harris wins. I'm going to work for her and do what I can to make sure we stop Donald Trump.
Trump and other Republicans are attacking Harris. CBS's Katrina Kaufman on what the Trump campaign is saying.
They think she was complicit in covering up what they say is a mental condition that Biden has. They're also focusing on immigration policy and economic policy, which they take fault with, and they say that she has been an integral part of.
9 days after the attempt on Trump's life at a Pennsylvania rally, the head of the Secret Service testifying to Congress.
I take full responsibility for any security lapse of our agency. We are fully cooperating with ongoing investigations. We must learn what happened, and I will move heaven and earth to ensure that an incident like July 13th does not happen again.
Kimberly Cheadle resisting calls for her to step down. Hundreds of flights canceled today. More fallout from Friday's tech meltdown continues. Around 80% are Delta flights. The EPA is awarding $4.3 billion in grants to fund projects in 30 states to reduce climate pollution. The money will go to 25 projects targeting greenhouse gas emissions. On Wall Street, right now the Dow is up 12 points, the S&P is up 31, NASDAQ up 150. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. Leaders from Mount Pleasant and Racine will meet this week after village officials accuse the city of holding up the $3.3 billion Microsoft project. The city says the initial agreement had Foxconn jobs factored in and those never showed up. Vice President Kamala Harris is scheduled to campaign in Milwaukee tomorrow as a presidential candidate. It's not known yet where the vice president is making a stop. Kenosha County now offers live streaming of county board committee meetings on its YouTube channel. The streams and archived videos are available in committee-specific playlists. The Salmonorama fishing tournament wrapped up with a 32-pound Chinook as the top catch. A Michigan angler wins the $50,000 top prize. The Racine Unified School Board will vote on purchasing 9 additional security scanners for schools. The district plans to have them in use in all high schools and K-8 schools next year. A new addiction treatment center will occupy 3 floors of the old hospital in downtown Kenosha starting next summer. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center is a collaboration between Guardian Recovery and Fratert South. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers sweep the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers winning both games in Minnesota over the weekend, 8-4 Saturday night, in a game that went 12 innings. Yesterday, they went back and forth with the Twins. Reese Hoskins at the plate, top of the eighth, tied at 5 apiece. The call on Roku TV.
Hoskins to left. Austin Martin back. He's at the wall. He'll jump up, and Martin can't make the play, and that is gone, a home run for Reese Hoskins. Hoskins, and Milwaukee regains the advantage here late at Target Field.
The Brewers went on to win 8-7. Manager Pat Murphy.
This was a relentless victory, you know, relentless on the road. Great crowd, great atmosphere, and a really good team across the way.
Tonight, the crew opens a three-game series at Wrigley against the Cubs. NFL, the Packers' first training camp practice is today, followed by the annual shareholders meeting. Defensive lineman Kenny Clark signing a three-year extension worth $64 million. He'll earn $29 million this season. The team's still working on a deal for Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny today with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Winds off the lake at about 5 to 10 miles per hour and a clear night ahead as we fall into the mid-60s. Chances of some scattered showers and storms do swing through the area by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Why do you see it your way? Run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still you think that it's all right. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. So
WRJM with local news and timeless hits and the Moody Blues. Here's a story in your eyes.
Story in your eyes. back to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Even know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hall.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart. Read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice. I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. Sugar and spice. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love can't do me no harm. I feel nice, a sugar and spice. So nice, so nice that I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Good every time I hear that one from James Brown. I got you. I feel good on WRJN local news and timeless hits, and you feel good too. You'd love Pure Soul. It's a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s soul at Memorial Hall. It's going to be Friday, August 16th. So we're really talking about 2 to 3 weeks away. So you'll hear the music of James Brown, Sam Cooke, Aretha Franklin, and more. And tickets are available on the events tab when you go to RacineCivicCenter.com. Check it out.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
At Uline, they know going the extra mile takes hard work. For companies pushing to go further, Uline will go the distance with you. 24/7, they answer the phone to get you the shipping and industrial supplies you need. Business can move fast. Unexpected large orders, adverse weather, new safety guidelines, and changing economic trends. Uline works hard keeping 41,000 items ready to ship, minimizing detours on your way to the extra mile. Visit uline.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now, since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little savings secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lip
erupts like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. When I try to speak, my insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
Elvis Presley on WRJN, local news, timeless hits, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, over you.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Reliving precious moments we knew. Prison walls of my mind, there's still a part of you left behind, and though it hurts, I'll give by without your love. Over you.
local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Brewer's going to be in Chicago tonight with the Cubs. Always a great game. 6:30 is pregame show.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The judge, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah.
Man is a blue one, and it's a green one for living in the back. Trying to be a skinny one, different strokes for different folks. So on and so on, it's too good to be new.
We got to live together. I'm no better, neither are you. We are the same, whatever.
Sly and the Family Stone, everyday people on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. And like I said, local news. We join the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. We start with Wisconsin's reaction to President Biden's announcement he's leaving the race. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Going into the weekend, the number of Democratic leaders calling for Biden to resign just kept growing. One of the voices to join that chorus, Representative Mark Pocan from Wisconsin's 2nd District.
I didn't want to put out a statement. I had a private conversation with the president when he was in Madison, but I didn't intend to say anything.
All in all, more than 30 Democratic legislators ended up publicly pressuring Biden to step down.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. More reactions. Governor Evers says President Biden is a leader who's already chosen unity over division. Wisconsin Republican Party Chairman Brian Schimming says Democrats are subjecting the American people to chaos and uncertainty. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. About 3,300 people in Racine County were out of power at the peak. We've reached out to We Energies for a cause, but it might be connected to a crash on Highway 11 near Green Bay Road. We're working on learning more. Most of the outages are concentrated in Sturtevant. Tonight's agenda for the Racine Unified Board meeting shows a security-related discussion. The school board will vote on a proposal to buy 9 additional security scanners. They already have 5. The district plans to use the scanners in all high schools, K-8 schools, and Racine Alternative Learning starting next year. The initiative is part of RUSD's ongoing efforts to increase security measures across its schools. There's a new use for an old hospital in Kenosha. What's called an addiction treatment center will be using 3 floors of the downtown hospital starting next summer. A statement says it's an effort between Guardian Recovery and Freightert South. The 72-bed Kenosha Addiction Center will offer detox and residential care services. The facility will join Guardian Recovery's existing network of 20 treatment centers. Voss and Trump didn't talk during the RNC. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WIS Politics that he didn't speak to Donald Trump, citing tighter security in Trump's hectic schedule following an assassination attempt. Voss did express openness to meeting with Trump. A lieutenant with Caledonia Police is the first from that department to be selected for training at the FBI Academy. Lieutenant Erin Lair has started her training at the FBI National Academy in Quantico, Virginia. The 10-week program covers a wide range of law enforcement topics and concludes with a grueling physical challenge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Super sunny today with high temperatures tapping 80 degrees. Winds off the lake at about 5 to 10 miles per hour and a clear night ahead as we fall into the mid-60s. Chances of some scattered showers and storms do swing through the area by tomorrow morning. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. Slipping away, sitting on a pillow.
Timeless hits right here at WRJN. Yesterday was Biden dropping out of the presidential race. Today, all over Google and Yahoo is Jill Biden's simple heart emoji. I'm serious. Look it up. Diana Ross and the Supremes, and my heart is empty without you.
My world is empty.
Jones on WRJN with local news and timeless hits. Could see some lightning tomorrow. Of course, Lou Christie is not doing the weather report. I am, and it's 79 now.
To me, baby, you gotta understand. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you, won't you wait? But till then, when I see your lips, baby, to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
Now I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my high one track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for our lost time. If she's put together by, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make.
We listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And we had a lady that just emailed us, and it's kind of a heartbreaking pet situation. She loves our radio station, so we're going to put this out here. Keep your eyes out for a Seal Point Siamese cat. His name is Charlie. He went missing on Saturday. If anyone finds him, we've got the number for him, 262-412-9476. It's 262-412-9476. She's called the Maine Society and everything, but they have not been able to find her Seal Point Siamese cat. So just wanted to share that with you.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion, yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
first impressions might be worth a second chance in the musical romantic comedy First Date as it continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. Blind date newbie Aaron and serial dater Casey enter the hilariously exhausting ritual through the ups and downs of a first date. Awkward flirting and humiliating mishaps are accompanied by an ever-rotating cast of characters from both their pasts and possible futures. Will it be a dating disaster or something that will last? Call the box office at 262-633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice-cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh Lord, what I said now, Mustang Sally, now baby. Oh Lord, guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Refreshed. WRJN. And
and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
News and timeless hits is right here, WRJN. And the latest about the power outage that we've got in Racine County, Stuart J. Wattles has got local news coming up in the next few minutes, along with Mike Clemens in sports and CBS National News. And right now, it's me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law. And the mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we is all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
This morning, you were on my mind, and you were on my mind. I got troubles, oh, I got worries, oh, I got wounds to bind. So I went to the corner just to ease my pain. Yeah.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. We heard from Vice President Kamala Harris today for the first time since President Biden dropped out of the 2024 race and endorsed her.
She stood before NCAA athletes and their families. And before touting them for their accomplishments, she gave President Biden a nod.
In one term, he has already surpassed the legacy of most presidents who have served two terms in office.
Then she listed off what she says Biden is all about.
His honesty, his integrity, his commitment to his faith and his family, his big heart, and his love, deep love of our country.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
There's word Harris